Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a Victory Monday, September 16th. 2019, Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Today on the show, we'll talk to Adam Teicher from ESPN about the Chiefs' victory over the Raiders in Oakland yesterday afternoon, 28-10. We'll also have Gary Lezak with your forecast, and Sam Mellinger will join us live from Oakland on the phone, as he was, of course, out in California covering the Chiefs' win over the Oakland Raiders. We'll have some post-game sound for you from the locker room. Darren Smith, who does his show, The Ship, every day at 11 o'clock on our sister station over on 1510. You can listen to him, and also on Thursday nights right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. He will join us at 9:30. He was also out in Oakland covering the game between the Chiefs and the Raiders. And so plenty of coverage for you as the Chiefs move to 2-0 on the young season. Once again, after their 28-10 victory yesterday that saw the Raiders jump out to a 10-0 lead, people started to panic and complain, which was always... always very interesting to see how people declare emergency after one quarter of football. And then Patrick Mahomes made everyone feel much better in the second quarter as the Chiefs scored all 28 of their points in one quarter, an outburst that you will not see ever, really, in the NFL. For one quarter, it looked like a top 10 team in college football taking on a high school team. It was 28-0 in the second quarter, and it killed the Raiders' will. It put the game away, and, you know, is it disappointing that the Chiefs didn't score in the second half? Maybe. I feel like they took their foot off the gas a little bit. But the Raiders didn't score in the second half either. And anytime this defense can, based on what we've seen in the past couple of years, anytime this defense can shut someone down, shut someone out on the road in the second half, I'm here for it. If you remember, the Raiders were down big last year in Oakland to the Chiefs, and they went on a late push and made it interesting. And the Chiefs couldn't stop the Raiders in the second half, in the fourth quarter. They needed some cooperation from the Raiders, some miscommunication or bad throws from Derek Carr to give the Chiefs a couple of interceptions. But doesn't matter. The bottom line is the Chiefs' defense, after it looked bad in the first quarter, they were able to, as Andy Reid said, put their foot down, say we had enough of this, and hold the Raiders scoreless for the final three quarters of the game. And really, I mean, look, Patrick Mahomes had a game in the second quarter. Had an entire game full of production in one quarter. He ends up with 443 yards. Listen to these numbers. Just listen to what he did yesterday. 30 of 44, on a bad ankle, by the way. 30 of 44, 443 yards, four touchdowns, no picks. And there were people speculating, oh, this ankle, boy, I don't know. Just doesn't look right. I mean, do you realize that's Mahomes out there? Did people have their heads buried in the sand last year? You gonna doubt this kid after one quarter? You doubt this offense after one quarter? It's amazing. 30 out of 44, 443 yards, four touchdowns. And without the starting left tackle, without number one wide receiver, on a bad ankle. Raiders fans, after that first quarter, say, hey, this is when you get them. See, this offense is all about, see, when they don't have Tyreek Hill out there, it's not the same. See, he's hurt a little bit. Oh, they don't have their left tackle. Here we go. And maybe the best part of yesterday was just when Raider fan thought, this is our day. See? Huh? Knock if you're with me, man. Knock. Knock. The only knocking was Mahomes knocking them on their ass.
Yes!
In the second quarter. How about that? Knock if you're with me, man. Knock for that second quarter. I'll knock for that. Knock, knock, knock. Just when Raider fan thought, oh, today's our day. We're up 10-0. 10-0. 10-0 ain't... 10-0 is nothing when Patrick Mahomes is involved. You better have... Before you start to get cocky and believe, you better have, I don't know, 28-0? Maybe we could talk. And I'm not sure that lead's safe. But 10-0, how quickly did that lead disappear? Did you think the Chiefs would have an 18-point lead at halftime after it was 10-0 in the first quarter? Even the biggest Mahomes supporters and believers didn't believe that, didn't think that was going to happen. But good God, again, Eric Fisher tries to go after, and I want him to grow as a person on and off the field, but tries to go after injuring his groin. He left, Friday is when we found out about that. He tries to go, can't go, and then Cam Irving is at left tackle. And that's not the greatest feeling in the world, though Cam Irving's at left tackle. But he got through it. He did it. So they didn't have their left tackle, didn't have Tyreek Hill, and Mahomes still trying to recover from his sprained ankle. And he went 30 of 44 for 443 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Good Lord. DeMarcus Robinson, 6 catches for 172 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Sunday dinner in the St. John household brought to you by DraftKings and DeMarcus Robinson. Thank you. Yeah. Woo, boy. Oh, if you was listening, if you was listening on Thursday, me and Grunny told you DeMarcus Robinson, that's the pick to click.
Yes.
And Grunny and I had that sweet exchange of text messages for the courtesy of DraftKings. Because we practice what we preach. And then we had a very wonderful listener tweet at us. I heard you on Thursday, and I don't know what he won, but he was pretty damn happy. And you know when your DraftKings lineup has nothing but fire, 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 fire. Like, ooh. Ooh. Boy, that's a good feeling. It's a beautiful feeling. Also, here's my nice little DraftKings tip to all the people out there. Whoever the Dolphins are playing, go ahead and grab their defense.
Wow.
Go ahead and grab that defense. So... They're gonna have to fix that. They're gonna have to increase the salary of whatever defense is going up against the Dolphins, right? And that was just, you know, DeMarcus Robinson, 6 for 172 and a couple of touches. Travis Kelce, 7 for 107 and a touch. Mecole Hardman got in on the act, 4 for 61 and a touch. Sammy Watkins, oh, the Raiders, you know, we can take away Sammy Watkins. All right. You know, they don't have Tyreek Hill. And then if we take away Sammy Watkins, you know, we brought in LaMarcus Joyner to shut down Travis Kelce. So we should be good to go. Little trouble with that logic. As I've tried to tell you. It's Mahomes. Hey, those receivers are good. There's no doubt about that. The Chiefs got speed to burn. But it's Mahomes, baby. It's Mahomes. We all knew that, right?
Yep.
And some of the national people don't know that. Boy, this regression is something.
It is.
Man, what a step back he's taken. 10 touchdowns and no interceptions at this time last year. Now only 7 touchdowns and no interceptions. But I don't know how he's going to be able to recover after this tough start. And for Patrick Mahomes, once again, I mean, somebody sent me a tweet, and he meant well. He said, can we just fast forward to the playoffs? I'm like, I get it. I understand. You want to get there. You don't want anyone to get hurt, and you just want to get the playoffs. But no. No. Enjoy this. Again, you don't need me to tell you if you're a Chiefs fan. You waited your whole life for this, to have this quarterback, to have this kid, to watch the highlights and say, yeah, that's the Chiefs quarterback. That's Mahomes. And there have been some fine quarterbacks, some good, solid professionals that have come through this town over the years. But I've never seen anything like this. My man Caesar was... Caesar's on board. I told Caesar he needs to stand down because he was texting me spags for president. Easy there. Caesar will lose. Caesar's been demanding defense for years.
I can get behind that ticket.
Fine. And I just said, man, I said, I've never seen anything like this kid. He's played 19 games. I mean, and so do I want to go to the playoffs and hurry up and get there? Sure, but I'm not going to wish today away because what an absolute joy it is to watch him play football. And I'd say that even if he didn't play for the Chiefs. I'd watch that like, boy, oh boy, when can we ever get one of those? And I've done that over the years when I've watched Aaron Rodgers or hell, anybody, any great quarterback. Like, how do we get one of those? And as Jake often says, I have never seen anything in my life.
That's right.
But I just haven't, I've never. And so, yes, I'm anxious for the postseason to get here, but man, you got to enjoy the ride. This is, I mean, every week.
I have never seen anything in my life.
Right. That's right. You just, it's so much fun to watch. It's so much fun to watch. It's, I mean, we're all lucky to be Chiefs fans right now. In this era of Mahomes. And let me tell you, this fan base deserves it. After all the poop we've been served over the years and lack of postseason success and the revolving door at quarterback, it all led up to this. And so, man, embrace every game. It's just so wonderful to watch. It's so wonderful to watch. That second quarter was... How would you describe it? Give me a word that would describe the second quarter to you. One word.
Exhilarating.
Exhilarating, says Jake. He took a big gulp of coffee right there, and he says, exhilarating.
Walked into halftime, exhilarated.
He was exhilarated at halftime.
Sublime.
I love Sublime.
Good band.
Some would say great.
That was that very good word?
Very influential. I'm a fan of Sublime, and so I like that. I know there's kids watching, getting ready for school, so I'm not sure I want to say the word that popped in my mind. Should I say it or not? You're the producer. Produce this damn show.
Does it start with an F?
No.
Say it.
No. Put me to bad light, I think. I'm sorry, kids. I will give you 5 seconds to cover those, put them earmuffs on.
Earmuff it.
It's not that bad, but it's just what... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Watching the second quarter was orgasmic.
Yes! yes, 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 yes.
I mean, what do you want me to say?
Yes,
I can't.
Yes, 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 yes.
Football porn.
Ah, I'm just like watching the screen. You know, the girls. So at this point, it was just me and Phil. And I had a wonderful charity event at a Top Golf with City Union Mission where I spent the afternoon. What a wonderful event that was. The wonderful people at City Union Mission that have been helping people in Kansas City for 95 years. And so Phil was out there. And I had Phil working the event, filling gift bags and things. And we get home, and just me and him, and we're watching, and we just kept looking at each other. Shockingly, Phil didn't have, he couldn't put it into words. He was very, you know, he just nodded at me a couple of times. But I mean, it was, I go, he says, there's no touchdown! We can, I get it. What do you have? Six, was it five or six straight passes of at least 25 yards? Five or six straight completions of at least 25 yards, right?
I don't even know. I mean,
it was like a video game. So, oh, this isn't realistic. Stop it. This is stupid.
Kansas City.
That's not how football works. And I'm like, yeah, it is. It's not how football works, but it's how Mahomes works. I don't even have words for it now, and I've had almost a day to think about it. I'm sorry for throwing the big O out there, but that's just...
Well, I don't think you need to apologize. Sorry, not sorry. Conrad McGorkin tweeted us erotic. That was the word awesome. He would use.
He's not
that
wrong.
That is awesome.
He's not wrong at all. We'll take a break.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
That's the word I choose. Awesome.
That is awesome.
But just the way it was and how it happened, and their crowd was into it, and it was 10-0. Like, here, let's sprinkle some adversity on. Oh, you lost your left tackle. Let me sprinkle some adversity on there. His mom's like,
well, it's also coming off the first time in the history of Patrick Mahomes' career as a starter, they didn't score points in the first quarter, ever.
So he said, well,
let
me set this up. Let me show you what I got in the second quarter.
Right.
He had a full game of production, a great game of production in one quarter.
Yeah. Yes.
For the second week in a row, he had over 300 yards passing in the first half. Now look at Jake's face. It looks like maybe something just tickled your fancy. Wow. Let's take a break and
all day
recover.
Long. All day
let's
long,
recover
buddy.
From this. We don't have to recover because it's Victory Monday, and it's a fun day. And, again, for the national pundits to pick the Chargers to win the division. Ooh, that one smarted yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Chargers losing at the Lions.
Yikes.
Back to the drawing board.
And, hey, and you know what, Broncos, that was a tough one, too. Took one on the chin from the Bears.
Oh,
I was lucky enough to be watching that one live. Like, man.
Got Flacco'd.
You kidding me?
We got Flacco'd.
You kidding me? They're going to let the Bears get away with that timeout. Oh, I'm so upset. Oh, how are they doing that? Oh, no. Well, the Bears kicker will miss it. Oh, no, they got a new one. Oh, he made it? Are you kidding me? Man, that's bad luck for Denver.
Wow.
Back after this on WHB. Okay, I found this damn stat I was looking for. So, geez. It's unbelievable. And so the first pass of the second half from Mahomes was DeMarcus Robinson for 28 yards. And so if you take that back to the first half, and so Mahomes' last five attempts to close the half, 42-yard touchdown to Mecole Hardman, 32 yards to Damian Williams, 43 yards to DeMarcus Robinson, 27-yard touchdown to Travis Kelce, 39-yard touchdown to DeMarcus Robinson. And then he opened up the second half with a 28-yard completion to DeMarcus Robinson. So six straight attempts from the second quarter to the first pass attempt of the third quarter. 42-yard touchdown, 32-yard completion, 43-yard completion, 27-yard touchdown, 39-yard touchdown, 28-yard completion. That's attempts in a row. Jake started laughing.
It's unreal.
Did you hear what I said?
The thing about it is, though, is that, like, he does something like this every week.
That is awesome.
I mean, like, every single week, some number gets, like, that just seems, impossible to fathom. He puts up. I don't know if you saw the tweet from Adam Schefter.
Tweet.
Patrick Mahomes has played 19 games, recorded his sixth game with at least 300 passing yards and four touchdowns, surpassing Hall of Famers Dan Marino and Kurt Warner with five apiece for most games with at least 300 yards and four touchdown passes in a player's first 40 NFL games. He's not even halfway to 40 games yet. And he's already passed Marino and Warner and done it more than any quarterback in his first 40 games.
Here's another one. Patrick Mahomes has thrown for at least three touchdown passes in seven straight road games. Do you know how many quarterbacks have had? What's that sour look on your face in there? Was that just
that? I'm sure you're about to tell us it's never been done before.
Well, no, how many quarterbacks have had a longer streak? Three?
Plus seven straight?
At least three touchdowns in seven straight road games.
I'm going to say none.
I'm going to say maybe like Drew Brees did it once.
Okay, so here's the list. George Blanda had five in a row, Hall of Famer. Dan Marino had five in a row, Hall of Famer. Brett Favre had five in a row, Hall of Famer. Tom Brady had six in a row, give me a Hall of Famer. And now Mahomes has seven. And so
yeah, he's first one to do that, the first time ever.
I mean, this,
it's first
but,
time
but
ever.
Listen to the names that
yeah.
were.
Yeah. He's just, when we spent all of training camp reading all of these national writers and pundits predicting this regression from Patrick Mahomes, this year, we kept talking about it. People would say, well, it's not because we think Mahomes is going to play bad. He could have a great season. He's just not going to put up the same kind of numbers he did last year because you just don't put up those kind of numbers every year. And I think all of us said, yeah, but you've never seen Patrick Mahomes before. I mean, the only reason that everybody was predicting that he wasn't going to do what he did last year is because nobody's ever done what he did last year. You know, so... Well, it must be impossible to replicate that. But what is going to make him more stoppable this year? He knows the offense better than he did last year. He's got more experience, and nobody was able to figure out how to stop him last year. What makes anybody think that they're going to all of a sudden do it this year? Well, the Raiders had a plan. We're going to keep him in the pocket. Okay.
It worked. It helped him with 28 points.
Right.
I mean, it.
So again, the Chiefs have still not scored under what, 26 since Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback?
But they held him to 28.
Right. And four touchdowns and 400 plus yards. I mean, he's on pace
under,
for
under 30 is good.
He's on pace for,
I mean,
56.
If you hold this team to under 30, that's good.
Right. But the point is, he's on pace for 56 touchdown passes.
Now, that was a good day at the office for the Raiders.
Right.
I mean.
Right. And this regression for Patrick Mahomes, you know.
And look, he hasn't done it yet. I mean, he looks like he's going to explode it. Like, it just shatter what he did last year. But
I mean, it's a long season.
Right.
Things can happen. We don't
just
know.
Just enjoy every
yeah.
game.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The reason people say that is because, I mean, statistically speaking, he – statistically speaking, that means if you're just looking at the numbers, he statistically, it's unlikely that he was going to do what he's. But if you watch him play on the field, it's something entirely different. You take statistics out because of how effortless it looks.
Well, and he's rewriting the statistics.
Yeah,
he's rewriting the record book every week.
Yeah, adding right to it.
Like every one of those numbers that you throw out. Is jaw-dropping, except it's not because it's Mahomes.
My jaw dropped in the second quarter.
That was
jaw dropping.
When you,
I'm not
going to
take that for granted. That was even.
Is laughing. I watched it laughing.
Especially at the first quarter. You know, went by. I'm thinking, well, maybe we really will affect him without having Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Oh no, Cam Irving and left tackle. Oh, I mean, I did not feel great. I mean, I wasn't going to tweet about it. But
He was missing guys.
Like, oh, maybe the ankle's messed up. All those things were in play at the end of the first quarter.
Or maybe he's just a human.
He's
not.
That's different than anything. I mean, that's. I'm gonna allow my jaw to be dropped. I'm not gonna take that for granted.
Of course.
I mean, that was great. That was like, that's not normal, even for him.
He is the most enjoyable to watch athlete in America right now. In any sport, he's the most exciting athlete to watch in this country. Every time you watch him play, he does something that like makes you call somebody into the room that's not a big fan. Like, hey, you got to watch this. I tell my wife, hey, you got to come see this. Well, you just told me that 5 minutes ago. Yeah, well, he did it. He did something new again. Like, he did something different this time. You just have to come in and keep watching.
I think after when Kelce called the touchdown, I feel like I can't believe this. And after what he did last year, like you said, but then when he does something, and I'm sitting, like, I can't believe this. I can't believe what he's doing in the second quarter. I couldn't believe it. I was astonished. How was the completions? That was all in a row. He had six straight completions of at least 28 yards, and there were all six straight attempts. Then he didn't miss anything. Bam, 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 bam. Whoa. Whoa. And then, like, you know, DeMarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, Travis Kelce, anybody, whoever. I mean, who else in uniform going out? I mean, just like, and again, starting left tackle, out. Number one receiver, out. Sprained ankle, okay, tape it up. Just good Lord, I don't know what else to say. Help me, Lord. That's what I'll say. I don't know.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. Well, let's take a break now. I don't know what I need, coffee or replay the second quarter. It's very difficult for me to wrap my head around what I'm talking about. Like it's true, like it's real, but it is.
Hey, how about Mahomes versus Jackson on Sunday at Arrowhead?
Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson at Arrowhead on Sunday.
That was a slightly exciting game last year, the way, if I recall.
That was one of the best games played at Arrowhead Stadium last year. That was wonderful excitement and provided us with the 4th-and-9 moment that we will replay in our heads forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's another special moment. And yes, for the home opener to be Chiefs, Ravens, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, two of the bright young stars of the NFL, inject that game into my veins, which sounds painful, but I'm here for it. Let's go. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Chiefs win 28-10 over the Raiders. Up next, home opener against the Baltimore Ravens. Let's hear from Frank Clark, who spoke to the media after the game.
I feel like we did a great job. Could have did a little bit better on our run defense. Gave them over 100 yards rushing, as you know. And, you know, anytime you want to call yourself a great defense, that's one thing you want to stop, you know, is the big plays. They had a big play towards the end of the game. You know, a good running back as a rookie. Jacobs, he's been playing excellent ball. I think he's over, 250 yards or 200-something yards over these, you know, last 2 weeks to start his career. So, you know, on that end, on the run defensive side of things, I believe we failed. But as far as playing great team ball and as far as playing great team defense, I believe we did a great job. They had an early surge, you know, in football, that's expected. You know, just like basketball, just like any other professional sport, you know, usually a team out front and the team who gets out, you know, it's that early surge. But then, you know, the things about having that early surge, you have to a whole game to worry about now. You know, once you get up, stuff like that, you know. I feel like we did what we had to do, though, after that surge to come back and, you know, stop the anything coming after that. They run game. We slowed that down for the rest of the game until that big run. And then we closed out the game, and they only had 10 points.
Now, this is the second game, obviously, that you – Yeah. Now this is obviously the second game with this defense with Spagnuolo. You know, how do you think the team, the defensive players, are coming around in this system?
I think it's coming along pretty good, man. You know, you got some mistakes here and there. I made a few mistakes. I believe one or two as far as just alignments and just communication things. But you know, that's gonna happen. You know, like I said, it's a new system. But you know, I believe like he challenged us. He challenged us to learn it as best we can and to go out there and execute. And for the most part, I believe as a defense collectively, we've been doing a great job doing that. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world to learn a new defensive system, but like I said, collectively, I believe, you know, we're doing what we have to do.
Finally, you get a chance to go back to Arrowhead, a regular season opener. You all are going to be facing a high power offense and defense now in the Baltimore Ravens. What do you expect when you get back to Kansas City?
I expect them to come in there and give us their all. You know, they're coming into hostile territory. They know they're coming into the number one, you know, fan base and stadium in the world, which is up there in Arrowhead. And, you know, Chiefs Kingdom, they're going to come out to support. We haven't been home all season, and I'm sure our fans are waiting for us to come home, and they know this. They know how hard it is to play in Arrowhead. So I'm sure we're going to get their best shot, you know, around the you know, just around the whole game. And, you know, I'm sure they see, you know, us giving up these rushing yards, so I'm sure they're going to want to establish the run and stuff like that. And our job is to stop them and protect our house.
Frank Clark after the game yesterday. We must protect this house.
That's right. Well, it didn't look good the way the game started, like you said, in the first quarter, but the defense really did better as the game went on and didn't give up any points after the first quarter.
And there's still room for improvement.
Of course.
Plenty of room for improvement, especially against the run. But, I mean, you know, there's a pretty big margin for error for the defense when Mahomes is your quarterback. And, again, as Tim Grenhardt has said, and people that are impatient don't want to hear it, with a new defensive coordinator and many, many new faces on that side of the ball, this is the defense that should be better, much better, as the season goes on, much better in the second half, much better as we get to the postseason, and isn't that what's important?
Of course.
How are they going to play in January? But so far, okay. Passing grades, just win, just get there, and then hopefully we'll see this defense get better and better each week.
And look, they have a bit of an advantage because the other team ends up getting put under pressure. And it's great. You can run the ball and try to keep their offense off the field. But at some point, their offense is going to go on a barrage that puts you under pressure, that makes you have to change the way you play the game.
We will take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. So it certainly doesn't happen that often. And so you need to embrace it, people. It's like Halley's Comet. You see it, enjoy it, and who knows when it's coming back. But all four teams that we talk about the most were victorious this weekend. Kansas, after being down 17-7 in the first quarter, on the road against a real football team, Boston College.
Kansas!
Won 48-24 on Friday night. That happened.
I saw somebody tweet that it was the largest margin of victory for a 20-plus point underdog in college football history.
Watching the Blue Wings rising.
48-24, they beat Boston College. Then you wake up for 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday, and K-State, led by Chris Klieman, they won the damn day.
Kansas State!
And the game, 31-24 over Mississippi State. And then, well, we knew Mizzou was going to win because they were playing SEMO.
Missouri!
But just to add a little spice to the soup in the 500th game at Memorial Stadium. They won 50-0. 500.
Missouri.
I thought that was kind of cool. You get it? 50-0 is 500, and it was the the 500th game at the.
Ah, yes, the symmetry of it.
That was on purpose.
That's pretty impressive.
And then the Chiefs did the Raiders, and so. Like what? It's a victory Monday for all of us.
How about that? What a weekend.
That's right. What a weekend.
So here's the tweet I saw in the Kansas game. Chris Falica.
What?
Said.
What'd you say?
Kansas 24-point win at Boston College is the largest road win for a 20-point underdog in a game between two Power 5 teams.
Say his name again.
Chris Falica. Falica.
Falica.
Yep. All right. Anyways. That's how historic that game was. I mean, that's how unexpected that game was. But I'll take credit for that. Broke the curse on Friday, so you're welcome, Kansas fans.
People were so lit up at the American Royal on Friday, they weren't sure that it actually happened.
Right. I was running around the tent at the American Royal Barbecue shouting to everybody that I broke the curse.
You didn't get there till midnight.
I got there late. It was not that late, but it was late, like 9 o'clock.
Did you see my dad? Or was he already gone?
He was already gone.
Yeah.
I heard about it, though. Sam told me about it.
We almost convinced him to get on the mechanical bull. We were so close. We were so close. Oh, I thought it was going to happen. It didn't. Student St. John, however, defeated the mechanical bull.
Nice. So.
How about that?
No surprise there.
Well, I got a video. We will, thank you.
So she starts calling you the mechanical bull
now,
huh?
That's right. That's exactly right. Back after this on WHBN. Thank you for watching us on 38 The Spot. The Chiefs beat the Raiders 28-10. We're going to talk to Adam Teicher from ESPN about that up next. Then Gary Lezak. Then Sam Mellinger. Then Darren Smith. All that and more, plus plenty of post-game reaction from Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and other Chiefs players in the locker room, in the stinky locker room in Oakland that Jake says always floods. After this, right now on Sports Radio 810 WHB.